Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by the maker of Pinocchio, the puppet who becomes a boy, and who has recently transitioned to a girl, and then more recently back to a wooden puppet who goes by the pronouns it, puppet, and dummy. Oh, and the maker of the puppet who was once called Pinocchio is, of course, Geppetto, but now he goes by his new hip tabloid name, G-Pet. Ha! You can't make this stuff up. Anyway, here's Eric.
Oh, hello. Hey, listen, folks, in a few minutes, we're talking to Stephen Strang, who's written a book on Trump and the 2020 election. I wrote the foreword to that book so I can recommend it. Looking forward to talking to him. But right now, a special treat, 10 minutes with John Zmirak. John, what's on your mind?
Oh, thanks, Eric. I've got a piece at stream.org called Eat More Mexicans, question mark.
Eat More Mexicans?
Yes, yeah. Well, I support President Trump on immigration. In fact, I think he needs to be a little tougher on it. But I like to eat Mexican food. On the other hand, the kind of people who support open borders and claim to be anti-racist, I think they would be willing to eat actual Mexican people.
And why do you say that, my friend?
I say that because, and really this part, it stops being funny. Wesley Smith reports this at National Review, and National Public Radio reports it. The IVF industry, the fertility industry, which I think a lot of Christians don't realize is fundamentally evil.
Yeah.
That it produces thousands, hundreds of thousands of so-called extra embryos, and then just freezes them in this technological limbo. It gets women to have, it helps them, have, they're trying to get them pregnant. And all of a sudden, there are six embryos, and it says, "Well, you have to pick. You know, we're only going to keep one or two, and we're going to get rid of the others." That is the IVF industry. And any Christian out there who thinks IVF is okay, look what pro-life sites have to say about it. Read up on, for instance, Life News or Life Site News. Read about the IVF industry is a Frankenstein's laboratory of abuse of unborn children. Well, they report. NPR and SRV report that the IVF industry paid women $1,400 to be hyperstimulated so their ovaries would produce lots of eggs. They artificially inseminated them and then aborted them at different stages of pregnancy so that they could study the unborn babies and see whether they were biologically normal and how artificial insemination works.
Now,
so we're paying
when did
Mexican
this,
women
when
to
did
kill
this
their
happen?
Babies.
This is Mexican
it
women.
It was just reported last week.
And who is doing this?
The IVF industry, various laboratories and companies, multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical companies that make money from Americans who are unwilling to adopt, who don't want to say, well, maybe it's God's will. We're not going to have kids. We'll adopt. No, we don't care about God's will. It reminds me of the old joke, your prayer doesn't get answered, Satan steps forward. God's busy. How can I help? I think we are so addicted to asserting our own will that we're willing to use these grotesque technological means to force God, against his will, to implant an immortal soul at our command. And typically, it's women of color, poor women, who are the victims. If you go back to the 1960s, Life News has a story on this. When the birth control pill was developed, Margaret Sanger, who paid for the research, she did the research in rural Puerto Rico because the pill was dangerous, and if you did it on white women in New York, it might cause a scandal. After that, in the wake of this research, the International Planned Parenthood Federation, in collaboration with the Puerto Rican government and funding from the U.S. government, sterilized one out of three women in Puerto Rico.
One out of three?
One out of three Puerto Rican women in the 60s were sterilized by the U.S. government. This is the left. This is feminism. This is anti-racism in its real impact.
Yeah, and of course, it's fake anti-racism. It's not actual anti-racism.
Of
yeah.
Of course. I was using it in the term of anti-racism instead of Christian civil rights. Okay, we
yeah.
talked about that.
Yeah,
earlier.
No, that of course.
Earlier.
Well, it's the renaming of something, and they call it anti-racism, and it's anything but, of course. But when you talk about this, you're saying that women in Mexico were each paid $1,400, which is a lot of money.
Right.
So
to get pregnant with six embryos, and then abort them at different stages of the pregnancy, so the Dr. Mengeles could study them. By the way, let's not forget Dr. Mengele, when he escaped from Germany, went to South America, and could carry on his life work, he became an abortionist.
You know something? I read that in your article, and these articles are at stream.org. Or is it thestream.org for a thousand
no,
years?
It's just stream.
Stream.org. In your article, you mention that Mengele, who was the one of the most evil doctors who've ever lived in Nazi Germany, he would do wicked experiments on twins, horrific stuff.
Sewing them together. What could that possibly show you scientifically? Sewing twins together without anesthetic. It was sadism under the mask of science. And of course, he became an abortionist.
So you're telling me, and I never heard this till I read your article, so he flees to South America, he escapes, we know this, and he becomes an abortionist. That I had never heard before. That is amazing.
It's fitting and appropriate. But let's not forget, Planned Parenthood cannibalizes children for parts and sells their little lungs and eyes and brains in styrofoam coolers like KFC chicken parts, and Congress continues to fund it year after year after year.
I know that's true, and I just can't even, I hardly know how to respond except to say that it's our job on this program and in our lives to help people understand what's happening. We're not making this up. You're certainly not going to hear about this on CNN or even Fox News. They're just not going to have this conversation. We need to understand this is happening now, and we need to know what's happening so that we can vote correctly, so we can live correctly, we can tell people what's going on. So I always
do one thing that helps. I've known pro-life conservative Christians go do IVF, and they have no idea that it's fundamentally evil, that it's wasteful of embryonic baby humans.
You specify that you're going to implant all of the embryos. That's the thing.
Right.
In other words, I even have a friend who he and his wife decided to rescue some of these frozen embryos and to have them implanted in his wife's womb, and they now have two beautiful boys who would have been discarded as frozen embryos. It's an amazing thing. It is the scandal of the IVF industry. And it's interesting to me that Catholic doctrine, I've always looked to the Catholics on these issues. They always seem to understand what's going on. And they've taken a stand against IVF for the reasons that you're talking about. I have to say that I wouldn't necessarily stand against IVF in every case, but you are right that the business, the industry, has from the beginning been run by people who have no regard for human life and who are perfectly willing to, quote unquote, discard frozen embryos or leave them in a freezer forever. It's absolutely bizarre, and people need to know what's going on.
That's right. And I wouldn't want to go to a doctor who I knew did that routinely, even if he wasn't going to do it for me. Just like I don't think I'd want, if I had a wife who were pregnant, I don't think I'd want her to go to an OBGYN who also did abortions. I can kill the kid or I can save him. What do you want? Just check
right,
the box.
Right. Well, that's well put, John. It's just fascinating to me. So this is happening, and our friend Wesley Smith, I put it on Twitter, and I think I put it on Facebook when I read this. I was just astounded to read that this was happening. I did not know that you've written about it until now. So thank you. When we come back, we're going to have Stephen Strang talking about Trump and the 2020 election. John, my friend, God bless you. Thank you so much.
You too, Eric.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
You know I love AMAC. I love what they stand for. Smaller government. I love the value they pass on to their members. A fantastic endorsed partner of AMAC are my good friends at Pure Talk USA. Just like how AMAC wants to take the pork barrel out of government, Pure Talk wants to trim the fat off your wireless bill. Here's the deal. If you're an AMAC member or a new customer, you're eligible for wireless plans for as little as $10 a month. $10 a month. And if you're an AMAC member, Pure Talk will add 3 years to your AMAC membership for free. Stop overpaying for wireless. Make the switch to Pure Talk USA. Their network covers 99% of Americans. Their customer service is based in the U.S. and they're veteran run. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get talk, text, and data for as little as $10 a month when you dial #250 and say the keyword Mike Gallagher. That's all. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher. They make it so easy to switch. #250, promo code Mike Gallagher, Pure Talk USA. Simply smarter wireless.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login, JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to Gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, Social Security number 55168.
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas Show. I have in the studio Stephen Strang, who wrote a book called God and Donald Trump, and then followed it up with a really provocative book called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, Why He Must Win and What's at Stake for Christians If He Loses. I wrote the foreword to this book. Nonetheless, Stephen Strang, let me ask you, how dare you? What were you thinking? Don't you understand that this guy is an adulterer? He's been married, I think, 4 or 7 times. What are you thinking?
Well, we can say the same thing about some of our other presidents, but the press looked the other way. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Well, I'm joking, and my audience knows I'm joking, but we were just talking that you've written this kind of stuff, and you've written 2 books now. This brand new one is God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, but you wrote a previous book. I've only written a couple of op-eds for the Wall Street Journal, but the attacks, people come at you as though you really are saying, you know what, I don't really care about my faith or my witness as a Christian. All I care about is political power, which knowing you and anybody who knows me knows, like, it certainly can't be that. It's got to be at least a little bit more complicated than that. So that's my long way of saying I'm glad you wrote a book about it.
Well, thank you. But I go way beyond the political aspects. I try to talk about the spiritual aspects, which even a lot of Christians don't talk about. And I make the case in God and Donald Trump that God actually raised up Donald Trump. One of my sources said, we were praying that God would raise somebody up. We didn't have anybody in mind, and he raised up Donald Trump like he did Cyrus in the Old Testament. You know, Cyrus is not that well known, but he was the Persian king that let the Jews go back from Babylon to Jerusalem, and God used him. And you know, God used imperfect people all through the Bible. I have a whole chapter on how God uses imperfect people. I don't think that's the issue. It's just that they attack Donald Trump for everything. But, you know, I go even beyond the Old Testament. I talk about prophecy. Now, who talks about prophecy except for Pentecostals and charismatics?
Nuts like you and me. Never on this show. But let's start. Seriously, when we're talking about Trump, it's so complicated. It's like a Rorschach blot. People see what they want to see. And people repeat the same stuff over and over and over and over. And you realize that at some point, there's some people you can't have a conversation with. So I'm assuming there are people listening now with whom we can have a conversation. We can make some points. So when you say, for example, God chose Trump, right? What do you mean by that?
Well, in a way, God allows all leaders, good and bad. But he has raised up people in history at crucial times. You know, I believe in prayer. And there are a lot of people are praying that our country is going in the wrong direction, almost like we're in a crisis. And Donald Trump, for all his faults, and even though he's not exactly a choir boy, he's become our champion. And that's what we needed. We needed a champion to not back off every time they were attacked on the other side. And so here this unlikely person defends religious freedom, religious liberty, even religious liberty in other parts of the world. He made a fantastic speech, which I include in the appendix of the book. He made it at the same week he was at the United Nations. And he defends life, which is, you know, probably the single biggest moral issue of our day, I believe. And he stands up to the bullies that criticize Christians, even some of the evangelicals who are sort of left of center, attack him and attack people like me who support him. But there are also people, I've known these people for years, and there are also people who would criticize people who believe in the prophetic or in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and those kinds of things. It's almost like it kind of goes together in a way. But there were prophecies, you know, you can, they're not that well known. I document them. They were known in Christian circles. And I'll tell you, there are a lot of Christians are much more interested in what the Lord is saying, if somebody will help them sort of sort out what that is, than what an op-ed is in some magazine or some website.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because there are people who are, you know, really into prophecy and into the gifts of the Holy Spirit and that kind of thing, whether charismatic or Pentecostal. And then there are people that they're not sure what they think. And then there are some Christians, and I'm always a little bit shocked, who are very opposed to it and kind of think that, you know, healing or deliverance or prophecy or tongues are of the devil. And I don't really, I've never heard anybody make that case even slightly effectively. But it does seem that a lot of the people who have stood boldly for this president have been people of the more of the Pentecostal camp. I'm not quite sure why that is.
Well, I believe it's because they had some kind of spiritual discernment that God somehow had his hand on him. Now, there are a lot of different ways you can say it. You want to give a few disclaimers. But you're right. It was Pentecostals like Kenneth Copeland and Paula White Cain who were some of the early supporters. And you could see, and I document this in the book, but you could go on YouTube and, you know, somebody took a picture what these people gathered around praying for President Trump, laying hands on him. And they even did that at the rally in Miami. And I saw all kinds of criticisms. How dare he let these cult people lay hands on him and pray for him? Well, yeah, they were praying for wisdom and discernment and God's protection over him and that kind of thing. But I go into other things in there. There's a lot of stuff in the book that people may not know, including the fact that there was prophecy over Ronald Reagan when he was governor in California that he would be that he would live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And there were eight people in a little prayer circle. And George Otis Jr. gave this prophecy kind of on the spur of the moment. The only one still living from that circle is Pat Boone, and he confirmed all this. And Pat was a friend of his and called him on election night and said, do you remember that prophecy? And he said, I've thought of it many times. And there's another story in there about how he was healed of really bad ulcers, cried out to God, said, heal me or kill me because I can't stand this pain.
Wait, we're talking about Reagan?
We're talking about Reagan.
I never heard that he had ulcers or that he prayed to be healed of them.
And wow. Doug Weed told me that story. And when we went to verify it, we found online a letter that he wrote to his own father-in-law telling him about this. His father-in-law was close to death, and I guess he was talking to him about God, and told how he never used his medicine again. Now, it's something that you can't really understand, but I mean, that's pretty good documentation, Doug, and then this letter. And it's just that God is at work, whether or not our secular society wants to acknowledge that at all. And even in the Christian community, very few Christians talk about, you know, where is God in all this, or, you know, how should we react? We tend to pick sides and then we toss stones at each other. You know, these liberal, I call them liberal evangelicals. You know, I have no doubt they're evangelical. That's between them and God. But, you know, they've just bought the talking points of the progressive left. And I think it's very sad. And they tend to demonize and make fun of and ridicule people like you and me. You know, even saying that these people don't even have a high school education and work at minimum wage. I mean, how demeaning is that?
Well, I find it in some ways very humorous because, you know, clearly you and I are men of letters. I mean, you publish, you know, you're the head of Charisma Media, so you work with words and Charisma Magazine and so on and so forth. And I'm a writer, and so we're not just, you know, some folks who are making some blind decision. We try to think it through. We try to think things through biblically. I guess the question that always staggers me is,
why people are so simplistic in the equation. In other words, if you look at somebody like President Obama and you say he's a good family man, okay, he smokes, but he's a good family man, and yet he enacts policies which I think are, some of them were dramatically destructive to the country, and others of which I would consider actually profoundly immoral. So you say, well, he's enacted policies to affect multiple millions of people that I actually consider immoral policies. But, you know, he's a faithful husband and stuff. And then in the case of Donald Trump, you know, he has this checkered past, but he has the common sense at this later point in his life to enact policies that seem to me to be moral and helping people. We always have to make those kinds of calculations when we're electing someone. We never get out of that.
Well, Obama promised that he would fundamentally change America, and he kept his promise. And I don't believe that Donald Trump would be president if it weren't for Obama. It was a reaction to Obama. It's like, you know, time out. Stop this train. It's going over a cliff. And, you know, the media always asks this. The only time I've ever been interviewed on CNN was the week that Stormy Daniels was in the media. They wanted an evangelical to say, right, Donald Trump has gone too far. Well, they obviously hadn't read my book,
right?
Because I didn't. I said I don't agree.
Yeah,
we didn't
suddenly change our opinion on strippers. Hey, we're going to be right back. I'm talking to Stephen Strang, the new book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump impeachment trial has resumed this afternoon after a brief recess. Prosecution statements will be continuing by the House managers. The president's legal team will get their chance to speak most likely beginning on Saturday. Vice President Mike Pence says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his main political rival Benny Gantz have been invited to Washington next week to discuss the prospect of peace with the Palestinians. He spoke at a meeting with Netanyahu after addressing an international Holocaust forum in Jerusalem. The Trump administration has published new visa rules aimed at restricting a practice known as birth tourism. It refers to cases when women travel to the U.S. to give birth so their children can have U.S. citizenship. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow down 32 points, the NASDAQ up 19. This is SRN News.
Statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary. If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Tom from Kane 11, and I have one question for you. What size socks are you wearing right now? If you're like everyone else I've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? That's because until now, socks were made in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. But not at Kane 11. We make our socks in 11 individual sizes from 7 to 17. That's right, 7 to 17. Great looks and colors to fit everyone's lifestyle. From cotton to wool or anything in between, Kane 11's got the perfect sock for you. Better yarns, better quality, just a better sock. If you don't love them just like we do, send them back for a full refund. That's the Kane 11 promise. Once you wear a pair of Kane 11's, I guarantee you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again.
Save 20% off your first order when you text SOCKS to 246810. That's text SOCKS to 246810. Text SOCKS to 246810.
Hey there, folks. That's the Eagles. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Stephen Strang, who's written a new book called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, Why He Must Win, What's at Stake for Christians If He Loses. The foreword is by Eric Metaxas. I can't say anything about him right now. Legally, I'm obliged to shut up. So, Stephen, you talk about the spiritual aspect of this president and the spiritual aspect of what he represents in history. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think the bigger question is, what is God's plan and purpose for America? I believe that America is sort of the world's last great hope. Wasn't it Lincoln who said that? And because of America's greatness, we've been able to defend democracy, actually save the world, you know, certainly in the Second World War and probably the First World War, too. And also, Christians have the freedom to spread the gospel around the world. And I even have an anecdote in there about TBN. When I talk about deregulation, Matt Crouch told me that the deregulation of not having to put a station at every tower will save TBN millions a year in overhead costs that they can channel to their ministry. And there's lots of examples of that. But basically, Christians have prospered in this country. We have a vision to spread the gospel around the world. And if the left gets in and we lose our freedoms, that's going to end. But so I think that Donald Trump is being used by God at this time to kind of give us a reprieve. And there are people in this country, it's not widely known, but people that actually believe that some kind of revival is coming to America. And as a Christian, I long for that. And things like unexpected surprises like Kanye West coming to Christ is an example of that. And even, you know, even putting in Donald Trump is a way. It's like people are waking up and saying, oh, we've got to do something. Something is stirring. And I try to document that in the book. One whole section of the book is called Just the Spiritual Dimension. And I talk about the prophecies, which I've referred to, that go back to 2007, but also about comparisons with Cyrus or Jehu, who is the kind of the outsider that did away with Ahab and Jezebel in the Bible, which had totally gotten Israel away from the true God into the worship of pagan gods.
Right.
And some comparisons with Donald Trump, but also signs in the heaven. You know, we believe that the Magi saw signs in the heaven and went to see the Christ child. And there's some interesting things I put in there. I'm a journalist, so I report them. I did not figure this out.
Yeah.
But like, for example, we often attribute significance to lunar eclipses, which we call blood moons. The day that Trump was born in 1946 was a blood moon. If you count 700 days ahead, exactly was the birth of Israel in 1948. When Trump was elected, the day he was sworn in, he was 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days. It was in the Jewish year 5777, and he won by 77 electoral votes. Now, what does that mean? I'm not sure, but it seems like maybe God is sending us some signals.
It's so funny because this is, I can see people's heads exploding across the media landscape when you say these things, because this stuff is rightly controversial. In other words, it's very easy to misread that kind of thing. I remember, this is hilarious. In 1995, I was in Ocean Grove, New Jersey. You know, it was a wonderful Christian town with a Christian community there. And there's a bookstore. And this was 1995. And outside the bookstore, they had some books for a dollar. One of them was by Harold Camping, and the title was 1994. And it was about how the world was going to end in 1994. And I thought, here it's 1995. Guess that didn't work out, whatever. And I opened the book, and it was all numerology and stuff. And I thought, this is not really biblical. And so, of course, you can see some people saying, you know, that stuff, like what you just said, I don't know if I agree with it. And so it does take kind of common sense to try to look at that stuff and to say, might this mean something? And there are times when I think a lot of people would look at it and they would say, you know what, it sure is at least very interesting. I've
and
never
that's how
heard
I
that
look
before,
at it.
Right.
And you want to put interesting stuff in your book that people haven't said before.
Right. But I mean, there's crazy and then there's interesting. And I think that, you know, what you've just said, I'd never heard any of that. And that is at least interesting. Some people, of course, would never bother with it. But
I think it's important for us to be open-minded.
And Christians can argue about that kind of stuff. It's not life and death. But on some of these policies, like protecting life, marriage, having religious freedom to follow our dictates as a Christian, you know, Robert Jeffress said he was not wanting to elect someone who is the perfect Christian. He was wanting to elect someone who would defend his right to live a Christian life.
And look, we have to be honest, too, that when we're talking about this, what we're really talking about is America. We're not talking about Christian America. These values, religious liberty, has existed from our founding for everyone. Right now, it is Christians who have experienced the threat of losing religious liberty. But whenever you're talking about something like this, it's about everybody. We stand
Absolutely.
Up for religious liberty for the Uyghur Muslims in China, and the Beckett Fund stands up for religious liberty for everybody. These are foundational things. And so I don't want anybody to think that we're only talking about Christians, because we Christians believe that we're supposed to love our enemies, which means that we care about everybody in America. So if you care about Christians and like Christians be Christians, they're not just going to take care of Christians, because that's not what they're supposed to do. Important stuff. We'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to Stephen Strang, the brand new book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. Don't go away.
Up to now, we sailed through every storm.
Albin, I want you to do me a big favor. Would you pretend that I'm a very close friend?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So I'm someone you could really trust to give you good advice. Just pretend.
Okay.
So if you could do that, let me ask you, what have you stopped doing in your life that you enjoyed because of aches and pains that you've been experiencing in your feet, legs, maybe your neck or back? Could it be simply from aging, exercise, everyday living? Now, by the way, this is not just for you, Albin. It's for everybody. But the point is, are you going to procrastinate and not consider Relief Factor, even though thousands of people who took my advice, including family members, are taking it every day? Now, look, this Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father-son owners of Relief Factor, they know a lot of people are skeptical at first, and I was too. That's why they have dramatically discounted the three-week quick start pack to only $19.95. Normally, it would cost $64.95.
Wow.
They did that because they're convinced if you try it, it'll work and you'll order more. Go to relieffactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95, or call 800-500-8384. Honestly, it works.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-in Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back.
Hey folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Johnny Cash. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Stephen Strang, the author of God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, Why He Must Win and What's at Stake for Christians If He Loses. You know, Stephen, I was saying earlier that when we talk about religious liberty for Christians, there are times when a certain group is the canary in the coal mine. And it is Christians in particular that have been attacked. You know, in the last 20 years, Christian values, whether regarding the unborn, with religious liberty generally, with traditional marriage, as they put it, all this kind of stuff. But ultimately, it's not about us. In other words, we are trying to represent truth for everybody, and the Constitution guarantees us the right to do that. But under the previous president, we were dramatically and quickly losing our constitutional right of religious liberty.
Well, it's really been going on for a long time, certainly back to the 60s when they took prayer out of school. And President Kennedy said, well, people should pray at home. And I agree with that. People should pray at home. But what it was is it sort of allowed everything about God, the Bible, Christian values to be pushed out of school. Now, I can remember praying in school. I was in elementary school. We'd pray before lunch. The teachers would read a little Bible story. I mean, it wasn't exactly like Sunday school, but it was an entirely different point of view. But if you go back to the founding of our country, it was people who came here for religious freedom. They wanted other people to have religious freedom. We put it in our Constitution. And because of that, other religions like Jewish people could come here and be free and practice their religion and feel safe. There's nobody advocating a theocracy. And frankly, if one of the very strong evangelicals like Governor Jindal or Governor Huckabee had gotten in, they would accuse him of trying to start a theocracy defending the same kind of things that Donald Trump defends. Nobody can accuse Donald Trump of that.
And that's very interesting. To me, there's an element of humor in the whole thing that God always, or I shouldn't say always, but often chooses people that make everybody's heads explode. You know, he does it time and again through Scripture. He always is the he wants us to see things differently, you know, and I mean, that even goes to the case of Jesus and the Pharisees that, you know, that there's a principle that you see with God, that he often chooses the thing that confounds the wise. So it's not just that the gospel confounds the wise, but the things of God often confound the wise, or really the learned, the intellectuals. And Trump is the most dramatic case of that, so which is why I find it somehow hilarious.
But you know, something happened, say 10 or 15 years ago. He became much more serious, started watching Christian television, started asking questions. And I believe in his own way that he believes in Christ. This is why he allows people to pray. He seems to like that. And when he invited a group of Christian leaders to the White House, he made the statement that he wants to be remembered as the president who prays the most, which really says something about him. And I try to bring this out in the book. There's a whole section on understanding Donald Trump. And I have a chapter on promises made, promises kept. I have a chapter on people who know him much better than I do, because I've only interacted with him personally twice. But even when I interviewed him, I found him to be respectful. He was much more soft-spoken than I would have thought. I absolutely had his attention for the period of time. And I interviewed George W. Bush with five other journalists, And it seemed to me that President Bush was wanting to get on to his next appointment. I did not have that feeling at all with Donald Trump, for whatever that's worth. You know, people who know him say he's really likable. I frankly enjoy his humor. I enjoy watching his rallies.
He's probably the funniest president we've had since Abraham Lincoln. I mean, he can be so funny on the stump. One thing that I find interesting that people haven't brought up really since the election is that his kids love him. That, to me, is a tremendous arbiter of a person's life and character, if your kids love you. And I don't mean in a the way that they respect him and love him. I find that very interesting.
Yeah, the evangelical never-Trumpers talk about his character, but you're right. That is a strong character value, and also keeping his promises. How many presidents say one thing when they run and something else?
Every single president until this president. That's the most dramatic thing about this president. I've never in my life experienced a president who talks about stuff and then actually pursues it and talks about, now we're doing, we talked about this, now we're going to do it. We talked about this, we're going to do it. It's the first time in my life I've
seen
it.
And he surprised everyone because, you know, there were some huge question marks. He'd never been in office. He'd been for abortion. Now he was against abortion. We didn't know what he would do. But, you know, people talk about being a never-Trumper. I was an ABC voter, anybody but Clinton. And so when it was down between Trump and Hillary Clinton, we had no choice. But he has surpassed expectations in almost every way. And one of them is that he puts up with all of this. Mike Huckabee told me, and I put it in one of my books, that any other president would be in the fetal position underneath the desk in the Oval Office.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't see how he does it.
No, this to me, I just find it hilarious. He's like the honey badger. I've never seen anything like it.
I think he enjoys it.
I think that's the problem for his opponents, is that he enjoys the fight. And the press and the left have been very successful at hamstringing previous Republican presidents because they were concerned, the Republican presidents, about what the press was saying. He flat out doesn't care. They've never seen anything like that, and they don't know what to do. And I think it has caused them to be much more vicious, which in turn, ironically, makes him much more vicious. And so on and on the cycle goes.
Well, one of the things that Paula White Cain said to me that I put in the book was that he does the things that are important to him to keep his equilibrium. So as he can, he plays chess with Barron.
I've never heard that. He plays chess with Barron. I've literally never heard that.
Well, you need to read my book.
That's in your book?
Yes, absolutely.
Holy cow.
And then, you know, he also plays golf. He surrounds himself with his family. You know, things that help him keep on track. And also, she pointed out something I'd never really paid attention to. He hasn't aged any. And we've all seen the pictures that they show of the other presidents, what they look like when they go in or what they look like when they leave.
Yeah.
But he looks just the same.
We'll be right back. Folks, the book is God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. Stephen Strang is the author and my guest. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House impeachment managers continue their effort to put the Republican-controlled Senate on trial right along with President Trump at his impeachment trial. Correspondent Bob Agnew has been watching the reaction from inside the Senate chamber.
Much of the House effort has been to portray GOP senators who defend the president as inconsistent, part of a cover-up. None appears to be convinced. When Congressman Gerald Nadler played a clip of Senator Lindsey Graham purporting to show he held a different view of impeachable offenses during the 1999 Clinton trial, I saw GOP Senator Ben Sasse chuckling and chatting with a colleague. Senator Ted Cruz, one of the GOP's strongest legal minds, seated with an amused look on his face. Republicans get a chance to push back against what many have called the sham House impeachment on Saturday. That's when the president's legal team begins its defense. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 34 points. The NASDAQ is up 15. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Got a call from an old friend. We used to be real close. Said he couldn't go off the American way.
Hey there, folks. That's Billy Joel. I'm Eric Metaxas. And we're talking about Donald Trump with Stephen Strang. Now, Stephen Strang, your book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. I don't know if you talk about this, but to me, part of what makes Trump Trump, I was born in Queens. I live in New York. He's a New Yorker from Queens. Billy Joel, who was just singing. There's a certain personality, a New York personality. I'm not talking about the elite Manhattan personality, which is like the Beltway, you know, people of Washington. There's something else. It's kind of like, Ed Koch had a little bit of that. It's the ability to be funny and to tell the truth and to be a little edgy and that kind of thing. I think that's a large part of Trump's appeal. We've had very measured leaders, kind of afraid to say this or to say that. He's the opposite.
Well, you know, they say that one of the reasons he ran was because he was so concerned about how things were. He saw the terrorists beheading those Christians on the beach. And some of the other things that happened, he says, somebody's got to stand up. You know, the Obama administration just backed off every time. They gave the Iranians billions of dollars and so forth. And he just said, that's got to stop. And, of course, he saw what was happening culturally. And as Christian leaders, mostly Pentecostals, interestingly, rallied around him, he even began to learn more about our causes, which hadn't been his causes. Like, for example, he asked them, and I put this in the book, he asked them for their endorsement after one of these meetings, and they said, we can't. And he said, why not? And they told him about the Johnson Amendment that keeps ministers and charities from endorsing candidates. And he said, that's wrong. We need to change that. And he has issued an executive order, and they're working to change the law. I've never even known a politician to care about it, but he doesn't live in that world, so he didn't know about it. But that's just one example of where he saw something, and he said, that's wrong. And as issues have come up during the campaign and his administration, he always comes down, in my opinion, on the right side.
But that's what I find funny. He just looks at the situation almost like a kid, and he just says, that's wrong. Let's fix it. He doesn't think about the consequences. And this is a classic case of that. He just goes, that's wrong. And you know what? It is wrong. And shame on us for putting up with it for all these decades. I mean, it's unconstitutional. It works against free speech, against freedom of religion. The idea that I can't say whatever I want from a pulpit, that's nobody's business. And of course, the civil rights movement was all about preachers in pulpits talking about political situations. So he just sees it. And he does it, and it's so refreshing to us, but to other people it's shocking and it's unseemly, and they can't handle it.
And it's also brought some of these issues to the forefront. The press just absolutely ignored a lot of this stuff. Now they're all up in arms It's why I wrote the book, was to try to bring some of this to the public square and say some of these spiritual aspects of what's going on in our culture. I like to say that this book is much about God and God's plan for America as it is about Donald Trump. It's just that we have an election in front of us, and I'm trying to make the case why it's absolutely important we keep him in for 4 more years. After he's out of office, we're still going to have these issues, but hopefully some things will improve. And part of it is that Christians have more of a backbone now because he's a good example and because he's had our back.
And I approve of this book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election by Stephen Strang, so much that I wrote the foreword to the book. I don't do that very often. It's my privilege, and it's my privilege to have you in the studio.
And Stephen, I appreciate Strang. That.
Thank you.
My wife's a big fan of yours, but when I told my mother, my 91-year-old mother, she said, "Who is Eric Metaxas?"
Well, that's what I like to hear. That's an opportunity for a new fan. Stephen Strang, seriously, this is important and heroic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.